One NCHC team is playing Mile High Hockey as Denver climbs to the top of the College Hockey Mountain, pioneering new territory. That's the headline story on the NCHC Radio Show.
The National Collegiate Hockey Conference returns to Minneapolis for the 2017 Frozen Faceoff, March 17th and 18th at Target Center.
And that's the score! St. Cloud State takes a 2-1 lead!
Four teams will battle it out, but only one will be crowned a champion. Don't miss your opportunity to watch the best in college hockey at the 2017 Frozen Faceoff. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. For more information, visit NCHCHockey.com.
I'm Jim Rich, and this is the NCHC Radio Show. The Denver Pioneers lost two of their top three scorers from a year ago and dropped their first two games of the season. But since then, Jim Montgomery's team has been on quite a run. Friday night in a rematch of last year's Frozen Four semifinal, they were able to earn a point against North Dakota thanks to a freshman phenom.
Denver down by one on their fourth power play. Can they tie it up here? Gambrell has Butcher. Back to Borgstrom. He shoots. He scores! Henrik Borgstrom goes high just under the bar. Denver ties it up. Power play goal.
That's Jay Stickney on the Pioneer Radio Network, tying the game at one. This one goes to overtime, and that's where the Fighting Hawks earn the bonus point as we check in with Tim Hennessy on the UND Radio Network.
Into the Denver zone. Spin around, moving a backhand goal! Gersich with the spinner elbow and a backhander to beat Gillette. And on 3-on-3, North Dakota gets the extra point.
But the Pioneers weren't going to be denied. In Game 2, it was all even at 2, when Borgstrom comes through again to give Denver the victory.
Butcher hits Borgstrom in stride, carries it over. Shot! Score! Oh, what a wrist shot by the number one draft pick, Henrik Borgstrom! That snapped the back of the net!
Borgstrom's second goal of the weekend ends up being the difference as DU wins it 3-2 and are now unbeaten in their last eight games, earning the Pioneers the nation's top ranking. The first time Denver has topped the poll since 2010. Even though it's only November, Montgomery believes that this series will have long-lasting implications. The Fighting Hawks are struggling now, but he says they'll be back in the picture, and this big weekend could pay dividends for DU later.
Yo, a lot was riding on it because you want to have that upper edge when you face them, because you're more likely going to face them again down the road somewhere, NCHC tournament or the NCAA tournament. So it was really important that we got a win in their building, and then also we have that mental edge, because I did think mentally and physically we were the stronger team, whereas last year it wasn't close when we went there.
North Dakota is now winless in their last six, their longest drought since 2003. But junior forward Austin Polkanski feels he and his teammates still have time to get things rolling again.
I wouldn't say panic. I would say more urgency. We know that it's not desperation mode yet, but we can't really afford too many more mishaps. We just got to keep improving as a team and build as a team and just get a few wins here.
But getting back on the winning track won't be easy as the Fighting Hawks fly into St. Cloud to take on the Huskies. SCSU found their offense against Colorado College last week, led by NCHC Rookie of the Week, Jack Ashaw.
Jackson receives the pass back up to the point. Straight away, Ashaw. Wrist shot scores! Jack Ashaw snuck one through five hole. Ashaw's second of the season, 4-0 Huskies.
That's Jim Erickson of Learfield Sports on the call. Ashaw's goal ends up being the game winner as the Huskies roll to a 7-3 victory. The next night, St. Cloud State completed the sweep behind Mikey Asamont's two-goal night with a 4-1 win. The Huskies now have won 8 straight at the World Arena. Sophomore defenseman John Lazat appreciates how important road sweeps truly are.
It's really big, especially league play. It's always hard getting NCHC wins. And on the road, when you can take them, take both nights, it's huge. And everyone's feeling real good this Monday, and hopefully we have a great week of practice.
Denver was able to take over the top spot in the land thanks to Western Michigan's upset of then-top-ranked Minnesota Duluth. But big upsets are nothing new to the Broncos. A year ago, they knocked off number one Omaha. And Friday night, they toppled the Bulldogs in dramatic fashion. Here's Corey Lee and Robin Hook.
Conrad drops it off. Score, Broncos! It came right back to Conrad, and he scores! With 30.6 left to go, the Broncos are on the board to take a 4-3 lead goal. Broncos!
Sophomore forward Colt Conrad's second goal of the game with just 31 seconds left lifted Western to a 4-3 win over UMD. The Bulldogs came back with a 2-0 shutout to earn the split. Still, Broncos head coach Andy Murray feels the split was a big step in the right direction.
You know, our team believes in itself. We don't use the word confidence around our team very much because I don't know what confidence is. I mean, if I could just pick it off a tree and give it to our guys, I'd give it to them. Just play good and you feel good. And if you don't play good, you feel lousy. So to me, bottom line is we believe in our group. We're a young team. We've got to continue to get better. Our theme every day is better. Be better than what you were yesterday as a person and as a hockey player. So we've got some work to do.
Omaha will now have a shot at the Dogs. The Mavericks picked up their first ever sweep in Oxford last weekend, knocking off Miami. But it wasn't an easy task, especially in Game 1 where the Mavericks overcame a huge three-goal deficit with five unanswered, including the game winner from David Pope, as we hear from Dave Allers on the Mavericks Radio Network.
On him was Sherwood. He couldn't handle. Vessel gets it up high. Snuggerud takes from Brady. He'll fire. Score! David Pope with the tip just under the crossbar. And the Mavericks get the lead back at 5-4.
Mavs win it 6-4 and complete the sweep the following night, putting another half dozen on the board. So the second-ranked Bulldogs will be at Baxter for two this weekend. And as we said earlier, Miami will visit the new number one Denver, and 8th-ranked North Dakota invades St. Cloud to battle the 12th-ranked Huskies. It's going to be a great weekend of action. Be sure to check it all out on NCHC.tv. I'm Jim Rich, and this has been the NCHC Radio Show.